I think the Beach Boys said it best when they said, "And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away." Hi, I'm Dave Guerra, and this is the Walking Leader Podcast. How are you doing? How's it going? Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. This is episode number 42 of the Walking Leader Podcast, and we're going to talk about rule number 20 of Great to Follow. In Great to Follow, there we go, my book. Have fun. It sounds familiar, doesn't it? Because it's the last rule of the first book, The Walking Leader. It's the last rule, and it's important. You've got all this work to do, but you have to have fun. I've said it before, and I will continue to say it. If you are not having fun, why bother? Seriously, there's nothing better when doing your job or going to work than having fun. However, you should be careful as to not have so much fun that you start to neglect your duties. See, no matter how much fun you're having, if your duties are being neglected, rest assured, you will soon find yourself having no fun at all. So all things in moderation, please. In the current workplace environment, there's only so much room for fun. Sure. There are companies like Google and Yahoo that have in-house masseuses and a foosballs table on every floor of the company headquarters, but most businesses wish they could provide just a quarter of what Google offers its employees. If you're working at Google and Yahoo, you know exactly what I'm talking about. All that fun in those places of work, how does any real work ever get done? How can those two companies become two of the top internet companies on the planet? That's simple. Their corporate culture is based on working hard and having fun. It's synonymous. It's just the way it is. See, Google and Yahoo and others like them know there is a time and a place for everything. Those companies and their employees know when to party, but they definitely know when to get to work. See, those companies strive to go the extra mile to keep employees focused and engaged. The bottom line here is they know what it takes to have fun and how to turn that fun into individuals that want to make those companies the best in the world while having fun. See, the same can be for you. If you want to be part of the best organization in the world, then it's up to you to do the best you can, and not just for the company, but for yourself. See, if you want to have fun, then it's up to you to have all the fun you can, but don't forget that. The same goes for being the best employee, and that is up to you to be the best employee your company has ever known. See, a fantastic byproduct of having fun at work is fueling a creative mind. Having a creative mind leads to being innovative. It leads to innovation. And innovation is what keeps companies like Google, Yahoo, and Cisco Systems on top of their game. So, what if you are not working for Google, Yahoo, Cisco, or Apple? You can still have fun. You can still be creative. You can be innovative and be a bigger, better asset to your organization. Have fun. Otherwise, why bother? It's a great question. Why bother? Seriously, if you find yourself lacking in the fun department, when it comes to work, you really need to look at why it is no longer fun, or maybe ask yourself, was it ever really fun? Obviously, no one goes to work for an organization thinking they will not have fun working there. Most people truly believe fun can be had at almost any job. It's sad, but there are a few that cannot find the fun in what they are doing. And why are they even showing up? Unfortunately, they are also the loudest individuals, and that's true. They're the loudest individuals you will hear in the organization. It's been my experience. Those that cannot find fun in anything that they are doing cannot find it because they are doing a job they are not prepared to do. And they are not prepared to do the job either because they lack the education or the experience, or they bluff their way into something and now they ask for it, they got it, and they can't do it. They just cannot effectively do the job, and it shows. Thus, they become loud, obnoxious, and find faults in others in hopes that they themselves will not get found out. You know how that goes. You know, somebody's loud and blaming others, and, well, look at him, look at him, look at her, look at Dave. You know, look at why about Dave and with this. And in the meantime, they're being distracted, and they're not looking at the individual that's calling out others. They're not saying, well, wait a minute, this person is an incompetent fool. This person has no idea what they're doing, yet why are we listening to them? Why are we giving that individual any attention? You know, again, they're out there. They poison the workplace. And if you find yourself in this situation, there's nothing wrong with admitting that you lack, or admitting what you lack, and move on. Don't think of this as defeat. When you realize that you're way over your head and want to stop the madness, then just say so. See, admitting you need help is not defeat. It is actually a winning mindset, in that you recognize the company as a team and the members of the team must work together to be better, to be successful, and to be fun, and to have that fun. Remember, it is actually considered a success when you can identify the problem, determine a solution, and then act on that solution. Really, it is. It's a success. There's people that will go their entire lives, oh, well, you admitted defeat, you're a loser. Oh, you did this, you admitted you were wrong, you're a loser. And it's like, well, what have you done? Have you ever admitted defeat and moved on, or have you just admitted defeat and given up? See, again, those are the ones you got to watch out for. Those are the ones that are going to poison the well. And you don't want that. You don't want any of that. Because again, that's not fun. And who knows? You might find the fun you were missing is somewhere else within your current organization. It might be some other job you need to be doing. Then again, if finding and having fun takes you to where you will be an asset for a different organization, then you know what? You're invited to leave the current organization and be happier someplace else. Really. Don't be afraid to have fun. Have fun no matter where you are and no matter what you do. Take a chance at having fun in a different location if you have to. However, do not settle on something you are not having fun doing. Seriously, never settle for that. If you are just going through the motions and being miserable or not having fun, imagine how successful you will be when you are at your happiest. So folks, think about it. If you find yourself miserable, go someplace else. Do something different. Admit that you are not having fun and move along. Because again, you're not having fun. You're going to start resenting others that do. You're going to start finding faults in others. Meanwhile, your job, your performance, you are slipping into a deep, dark hole that you'll probably never get yourself out of until they escort you off the premises. And is that what you truly want? So seriously, before you poison the company well, take a deep down hard look at yourself and say, hey, wait, is this fun? Am I still finding this fun? And then let's move on. And by the same token, folks, if you've got people in your organization that are not having fun, ask them why. Ask them what do they need? What can be done to make it fun? Or do they need a letter of reference? It doesn't hurt. Either way, ask. I'm David Guerra. I thank you for watching. I thank you for listening to the Walking Leader Podcast. This is episode number 42. We've reached the end of Great to Follow, but that does not mean that this is the end of the podcast. Now, the next book is We the Team, and I'm not going to start on that just yet. I'm going to go several episodes, and we're going to talk leadership stuff, and we're going to break it down a little bit more and kind of dive deeper into some of the rules and really have some fun with that. And talk about some modern day stuff in the news, in the workplace. And if you have questions or you've got a show idea or something you feel we need to cover in the Walking Leader Podcast, by all means, please drop me an email, dave@daveguerra.com, or follow me on Twitter @DaveGuerra, DaveGuerra. Let me know what you think of the podcast. And if you got ideas or comments or anything that you feel should be addressed in the podcast, by all means, let me know what you think of the past 40 rules. And remember, it's all about having fun, and it's all about stepping up and doing what's got to be done. I'm Dave Guerra. Thank you for listening. Until next time, have a good one. Take care.